Introduction to the Three Trusts. Established in 1915 by a blind man with a vision, Sir Arthur Pearson established St. Dunstan's with the aim of restoring war-blinded men and women to being active, independent, empowered members of society, not just recipients of charity. The St. Dunstan's logo represents the light in the dark of the visually impaired. Our history. St. Dunstan's was founded in England in 1915 by a blind man with a vision. He was the newspaper proprietor Sir Arthur Pearson, and his vision was that blind men and women should be restored from being simply the recipient of charity to people who could lead independent, useful, contributing and satisfying lives. The idea was revolutionary in its time. In 1918, after World War I, an aftercare committee was established in South Africa to care for blinded servicemen returning home. In 1938, the South African organization became completely autonomous but has continued to maintain a close working relationship with Blind Veterans UK. Our values. Nationally, we cooperate closely with other organizations of and for the blind. As a private organization, not in receipt of government support, we remain grateful to members of the public who continue to support us financially and to those who remember us in their will, thereby enabling us to honor our pledge of life, long care to every St. Dunstaner. Our vision. To care to life's end for men and women who have lost their sight in the service of the country in war or warlike operations by offering medical, welfare and other benefits of services. To encourage and assist our beneficiaries to live a full and meaningful life within the context of their blindness. Our mission. To ensure that every person who has made the sacrifice of sight because they put the country before themselves shall have every day, every hour and every year of life made not only livable, but as full of happiness in their work and other spheres of life, as the cumulative experience for thought and material resources of St. Dunstan's can make it. Our core purpose. The care to life's end for men and women who have lost their sight in the service of the country in war or warlike operations, to provide rehabilitation, further education and training in employment skills suited to their desires and ability, so that by their own work they can maintain a satisfactory standard of living for themselves and their families. To offer medical, welfare and other benefits and services to St. Dunstaners and their families. To maintain close personal contact with our St. Dunstaners and their families. Ian Fraser Memorial Bursary Fund. It's coming up to the 40th anniversary of the founding of the Ian Fraser Memorial Bursary Fund, and with each year we celebrate the great successes achieved by the students who have been assisted by the Bursary Fund. The Ian Fraser Memorial Bursary Fund logo represents the success of a visually impaired or blind graduate. Organization history. The Bursary Fund was founded in 1977 by St. Dunstan's, South Africa, in memory of Lord Fraser. William Jocelyn Ian Fraser lost his sight in 1916, just before his 19th birthday. After his training at St. Dunstan's, England, he established and managed the aftercare department of the organization. When the then chief executive, Sir Arthur Pearson, died, Lord Fraser took over the reins. He remained for the next 53 years until his death in December 1974, chairman of St. Dunstan's, Great Britain. During his lifetime, he excelled in many spheres, for example, barrister, member of parliament for 35 years, knighted in 1934, director of companies, chairman of the board of companies of South Africa and the United Kingdom, sportsman, angler, rider and recipient of numerous awards. Our vision. To provide bursaries to blind and visually impaired persons, enabling them to study at a TVET or higher education institution. Our mission: assisting blind and visually impaired people financially, enabling them to further their studies. Founder's thoughts: Lord Fraser believed that, as he himself proved, that given the reality of blindness, with the necessary determination, support, and seizing of opportunities as they present themselves, blind and visually impaired students can create a better life for themselves through education. Who can apply? Undergraduate bursaries for blind and visually impaired students studying towards a completion of a diploma or degree. Preference is given to undergraduate students. Postgraduate students are welcome to apply. Medical proof of blindness must be furnished. Note: certified copies of grade 12 certificates and advices of subsequent university results, especially the previous year's financial examination results, must also be furnished. Closing date: 30 September annually for return of completed forms. How can I apply for bursary? You can download the editable PDF version of our application form below, complete in full and returned as specified in the application form. To download the bursary application form, please visit our website. John and Esther Ellerman Memorial Trust, helping one so they can help many. Simple words with powerful outcomes. It is through the John and Esther Ellerman Memorial Trust that so many blind men, women, and children are empowered through providing orientation and mobility skills, enabling them to move independently and safely to be mobile. The John and Esther Ellerman logo represents an independent, mobile, and oriented visually impaired person. Organization history. The trust was founded in 1974 by St. Dunstan, South Africa, to perpetuate the memory of the late Sir John Reeves Ellerman, who was a great benefactor and friend of St. Dunstan's and a member of the board. Our vision: to have mobility training available to all blind people in South Africa, enabling the trainees to be integrated into their community and the sighted world at large, and open doors to job opportunities. Our mission: to assist organizations of and for the blind, which based throughout the country in both city and rural areas, to provide training which is adapted to suit the needs and locality of trainees. The assistance is in the form of a subsidy enabling organizations to employ orientation and mobility practitioners. Founder's thoughts: John Reeves Ellerman always believed that in order to be able to enjoy a full working and social life, mobility was of vital importance to a blind or visually impaired person.